Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, and we are going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, listen here, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. You can dial the 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. We are here almost in a wrap up of the series that success is not easy, but it's simple. Just put in the work. And we know that the heaviest lifting that we typically would have to do to put in the work is ourselves. The system of network marketing has been around for multiple decades. So many millionaires have been created, but then there's yet so many people who get started who either quit or people who just don't make it at all. Here at Power Start Your Day, God has positioned you for impact right now. And so if you apply this knowledge that you're learning here, you now can do amazing things for your life and have massive success. There are some people who would try to make you feel okay about mediocrity, but I have to share what's on my heart, and that's because I know God has no respect of person, and he wants the best for you like anyone else who's had success prior to you. You are the next generation from the generation before you. And on today, we're going to talk about how courage is going to lead you to prosperity. And we cannot have courage, good courage, without the word of God. And so we got to go to the Lord to give him thanks because he's given us the answers for every woe in our life, personal and professional. And I don't know about you guys, but before we even go to prayer, I just got to give him the highest praise of hallelujah. Let's go together. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today because this is the day that you have made. We're so joyous. We're glad we're here. Another day in the land of the living. Father God, we say that so easily, but it's a miracle. Every day that you allow us to breathe again is another opportunity for us to do great things for the kingdom. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that right now your Holy Spirit is showing up like never before as your servant decreases. May he increase and have his way here at Power Start Your Day. As this word goes out to encourage and equip your saints, your leaders, your people, let them be at full attention in the spirit and in the natural, willing and ready to put in the work. We're thankful, Father God, that we know that we need courage for that, and we can't get real courage less from you or your word. Your word gives us example after example after example that your people have already won. We're thankful, Father God, that now the people that are under the sound of my voice, they're catching up to that whole concept that they have already won. When we go out in the marketplace, they will know who sent us. There will be no doubt in their minds that it's all you and not about us. We honor you, we bless you, and we seal this prayer in the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So as we're getting ready to come in the queue on this morning, I want to talk to us about courage, and we're coming from, I'm sorry, I should have given you the scripture ahead of time. I have been in just such an awesome time with God on this morning. pressing through. We must be about to break the yokes of some things and some people. The reason why I say that is that there's been a rustle and a tussle in the spirit, and I know that good and well enough that it has nothing to do with me. There's so many times when I was less mature as a believer. If something was going on, I would always think that it was something coming after me. But we are connected, family. I am so concerned about your success. That when the people of God begin to have challenges, I feel it. But I'm here standing with you, and I want us to go to Joshua. Mighty warrior, mighty fighter. Joshua chapter 1, verses 6 through 9 is where we're going to be coming out of. And because courage is going to lead you to prosperity, and I need you to see how many times, you know, Joshua was a fighter, how many times did God let him know that he needed courage and strength. It says, be strong and of good courage. For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to the law which Moses, Joshua's mentor, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. This is what we need to be talking about, family. But you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. But then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. I don't know about you, but this passage just brings up a roaring in my spirit. And God is letting you know 3 times that I commanded you, and listen to what I told your mentor to tell you. Be strong and of very good courage. Do not be dismayed by what you see, what you're experiencing, because I'm here. We can take it a step further. I'm so big, I can't even go nowhere. So I've always been here, and I'm here. But the only way you're going to truly believe that God is here with you, with us, is through his word. Most people, this word told us that if you meditate on this word day and night, it's going to give you what you need. But is that what we do? No, we instead worry day and night, sit on the sidelines day and night. I want you guys to know that courage is something you have to practice. Many of us, we came out of the womb with courage. This is how babies fall off of beds. This is how babies fall after they're trying to crawl and get up and walk because they have the courage. We come, when you think about it, we have to learn fear, and we learn it through experiences with people, places, and things. You guys already know that I always talk about these people, places, and things, because majority of these people, places, and things we've allowed it to have way more influence on us than the word of God, the one who made us. Today, I want to give you some practical things to boost your courage. And I know that this word here, for those who are going to be obedient to say, I'm going to go and read this and meditate on this day and night. I'm going to go and read on this for those who are afraid, for those who are not sure, for those who are still doubting, is success for them. Many of us are trying to avoid pain and not understanding that through whatever uncomfortability or what we call pain is your growth is going to be your prosperity on the other side of pain if you work, if you put in the work with courage. So you got to know that fear of sharing what you have with people, fear of what they think, fear of who's with you or not with you is not helpful in your progress to prosperity. It's not helpful. So when you understand, you say, okay, I need help. You've got to help somebody to help you by having the right perspective on what does it really take to put in the work. You have got to get comfortable being uncomfortable. And so you got to expand that comfort zone, get out and do something that you've never done before. Like what? Just say hello to somebody. You'll be surprised that it might be somebody who was just waiting on somebody to say hello. You can just start off by having small talk conversations on day number one. It don't have to be that you pitch them on your business. Get comfortable talking to people that you don't know. Because I'm going to give you a huge news flash. Majority of the people in your business that's going to take your business to the next level are people that you may not have known before your company that you're in. How are you going to do that without getting to know someone new? I need you to take a real objective look on the subject of success. Success doesn't mean all the way at the top. It could just mean more than what you have now. When people say, I'm afraid of success, so you're afraid to have more than you have now? You're afraid to now stop going from to check and be able to pay all your bills at one time at the beginning of the month? Oh, I get it. You're afraid of taking your family on a vacation after you've worked so hard and not have to rush back because vacation time is up. Oh, no. I get it. You're afraid of being able to walk into a mortgage broker's office and say, I want to buy that house that I'm with. Shopping for the last 10 years. No, you want that. Align with the word of God that says that Jesus died for us to have life and have it more abundantly. You want abundance now. Sure you do. think about life of where you will now become a peer. Meaning like the people that you're looking up to, you now can become to look face to face to and say, I want to help with the mission. I want to help with the movement. I want to come out of the place where I'm always the one needing help and I become the person giving help. How does that feel to you? How does that feel? I'm not asking you how would that feel. I want you to get in the moment with me right now and say, that feels good to be the person to not always be needing the help, but be the person who can give the help. You are that person right now. There are things that you have available to you, access to, that you should be giving, which is your opportunity, your product, or your service. And as you're doing that, you're going to become someone new, a new creature. It's still you, but it's new. On the other side of courage is your prosperity. If you continue to first read the word of God and then now you read the other personal development, the other personal development don't really work if you don't have the courage to apply what you're learning. So what is going to feed your courage? That's your spirit man that moves now into taking over your soul, your mind, will, and your intellect, where you now are willing to put in the work. Then all the other personal development will now take effect because you have the courage to actually apply what you're learning. I want to open up the call right now because I want you to have the courage to get it wrong until you get it right. Get it wrong until you get it right. Guess what? When you're sharing your opportunity with someone who never heard of it before, they don't even know what you're saying is wrong. Your courage and your posture will determine if this is right or wrong. And let me tell you something, if you are out there building up yourself with pure heart and clean hands, you might not be accurate, but it won't be wrong. Hopefully this is helping some people with some courage on this morning. Good morning, 478, last 42157. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola. Mark Bell out of Macon, Georgia. How are you doing this morning?
I love it. Can you stay first? Let's go. Good morning.
So with one of our other calls that we had last night, you made a statement at the end of the call. There were several things that you said, and if you were doing those things that you were not coachable. And when I tell you that was a punch to the gut, I want to always be coachable. But according to what you said yesterday and what I've been doing, I've been uncoachable. So I've taken the corrective action. And now to have this scripture here, man, when I tell you, I feel like you, there's nobody else on the line. It's just you and I talk, and you are getting into my grill. Appreciate it. I'm here. I'm listening, and I'm gonna get it right. Like you said, just keep going till you get it right, and that's what I'm doing. That's exactly what I'm gonna do. It's exactly what I'm gonna do.
It's a process, Mark. Development is a process. That's why I won't quit. That's why I'm going to keep hacking at it. I wouldn't care if I wasn't doing network marketing. I found my purpose to provoke people into their better self. And I'm going to tell you one thing. You are getting better. The first step of better is for you to acknowledge that you need to get better. There are some people that think they stuff don't stink. They think that they own the right track. just because they get a check. It's a blessing for you to get it right now before your team gets big. My God, I'm telling you, this is some good stuff. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola. This is Derek.
Hey, good morning, King. Okay, the two kings came up in the queue this morning. Good morning.
Okay. Nicola, you are absolutely hitting it on the head this morning. I am loving Power Star Joe today since I've really been in tune and listening. Nicola, I'm going to get a little incident right now. I'm at work. I'm outside unloading my truck, and this bus pulls up on the side of me, school bus. Kind of made me mad for a minute because she was so close to me. So when she got out, I walked up to her. I said, "Are you tired of driving school buses?" She said, "I'm sure am." I said, "I got something for you. Let me get your phone number." And we exchanged numbers. So I used that moment of courage instead of getting mad and upset because I thought she got too close to me. I just went in the post and said, "Are you tired of driving school buses?" She said, "Yes, I am. I want to stop doing this." So, you know, success, I just want to be successful in all that I do, and I appreciate you every day and every moment. From that guy who had his arms folded in your basement to now, you know, trying to make it to the top, Nicola. I'm working on it, and I'm going to get there.
There you go, and you will. You will. If you notice that courage is a more empowering emotion than anger, everything has its place. Everything has its place. The initial irritation and frustration with you is that you're not where you want to be. And so the wisdom of God allows you to turn that obstacle into an opportunity. And that's what we have to do. Because look at that young lady. You don't know what people are going through. She's probably saying, "I'm so close, I can't even tell I'm so close to your truck because I don't even want to be on this bus."
Right.
But if she hadn't gotten close, you wouldn't have had the conversation.
I wouldn't have had the conversation.
My God. Listen to this, guys. God bless you. Listen, how many times are we missing the opportunity, thinking it's an inconvenience? Good morning, 772, last 47118. Good morning. Okay, we got to go to 678, last 47782. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Tina. How are you?
Hey, good morning, beautiful. Oh, that's a beautiful queen out there. Good morning.
Good morning. So I just wanted to come in and tell you thank you for sharing this scripture with us today. And there was just one word that really stood out to me. I've heard the scripture over and over again, and I have not been meditating on it day and night, but I remember it well. But the word that stood out to me the most is "wherever you go."
That's right.
And so that's important to me because, you know, I transitioned ago when I was with the same company for 10 and a half years, and I never thought that I would have went through the series of emotions that I went through. You know, the first month or two, it was excitement. I'm about to go pursue my dreams. Then I started looking around like, "Oh my gosh, did I just do this? Okay, what's next?" And so, you know, now it's like, you know, I'm just asking God to put all the pieces together for me and, you know, just still following the system, still working. But it's just been a series of emotions. I never thought that I was so conditioned to work in a job that when it came forth for me to pursue my dreams, I would have been, you know, just starting to ponder and wonder, you know, what am I going to do next? So I thank you so much because what it encouraged me is that, Lakeen, it don't matter where you go. It doesn't matter what field you're in. As long as you're in right standing with me, my hands are going to be upon you, and it will be
wherever
a good place.
Wherever you go, my God, I am encouraging you, Kina, to go into, and I want you to read the whole deal of the book of Deuteronomy and go on into the book of Joshua so that you can hear the laws that God has laid down on what he was talking to Joshua about. And I gave this to Moses. Moses gave it to you. Now I'm telling you three times to be strong. See, we heard the courage, but we didn't hear the part about be strong and courageous. And he says at all times, because I'm here. If we meditate on that word day and night, we'll be with God just like God is with us. All I'm telling y'all is I'm giving y'all a success recipe, the one I know. There's a lot of stuff out here. I've read a lot. I've done a lot. And all of the things to get good. Oh, I learned this skill. I learned this thing. But nothing like the Holy Spirit have taught me. No one has taught me more than the Holy Spirit has taught me. And that's the biggest legacy I can pass on to anybody. Because when I don't know the answers, that's where I go. When I don't feel up to par, that's where I go. Being the encourager, and I want to say thank you to all of the people who were sending me the text messages and the love and the prayers and girding me up. I feel the strength in the spirit, and I am grateful for that, because many a times the encourager is very seldomly encouraged. The person who's always depositing is very seldomly deposited into. That's the reason why I honor my mentors so much in such high regard, because those were people that were able to look past. It didn't matter if you had success. It didn't matter. I want to sow seed in this ground called your life. And so I just want to say thank you. I want to take this last caller. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, 773, last 4-4989. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Walina out of Chicago, Illinois. First and foremost, I want to thank you, woman of God, as well as the Chicago leaders for the awesome training that you all did on the Super Saturday 2 weeks ago. Secondly, I want to thank you for always coming on every morning to feed us the word of God and where we should be mentally when it comes to our personal lives, personal development, and being an obedient servant to the people, to the children of God. Also, when it comes to myself, When being an obedient servant and knowing my purpose comes easy, and I myself know my calling, and my calling is to help the children and God, the children of God, and that's how my wealth and prosperity will come. So I didn't want to talk too much longer. I just want to express that I chime in every morning to listen to you, to listen to the word that you provide to your people, and just want to say thank you. Thank you for always doing an awesome job, for always being an obedient servant and providing us with the knowledge that you have, and just share it on down to your people. So, again, thank you, Dr. Nicola.
Thank you so much, Queen. Thank you so much, Queen. It is my honor, and I can tell you this. I am privileged to be able to serve in this capacity. There's times where I'll say, Lord, I don't have anything. I just want you guys to know, I'll say a lot of times, Lord, I don't have anything. You just got to give it to me. What you want your people to know, just give it to me. Just tell me what you want them to know. There's no way I would know all of this if it weren't for my relationship with God. So that's what I want. That's the lesson I want you guys to hear. Putting in the work requires you working on yourself, but working with God, because he's everywhere we go. So you shouldn't be scared to open your mouth to somebody who you can help. and be okay if they don't want the help. Because maybe God say you're not assigned to that person. That's how I'm able to release, let go, whoever is here, whoever got to go. I say maybe, okay, maybe I'm not assigned to you, or maybe the assignment is up. Maybe it's another season for you. I'm always cognizant that God is working in that person's life just like he's working in mine. We have to get to a place where we're understanding that God is the one orchestrating it all. If we play by his rules, we win. That's what we got on today, guys. I need you to know that courage is going to lead you to prosperity. Get out there and talk to more people today than you've ever talked to. Practice that. Prosperity is coming. Prosperity is coming. Thank you so much. God bless you guys. Take care.